Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. As I speak, the generational Juan Soto just went deep. A two-run blast to bring the lead to only one. Tyler McGill had a rough first inning. The Make It Happen Mets made it happen last night late. Mauricio Mania is on. Maury. The sports are sportsing. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. But good grief, man. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move again. I don't know if I could do this for 4 to 6 weeks. Jazz is back. A back-to-back. And a belly-to-belly. But I know what y'all want to do. I know what we got to do. I knew this afternoon what I was going to have to do tonight. Dang. New York, New York. The big city of dreams. But everything in New York ain't always what it seems. DJ AM. It was all a dream. That's crazy, bro. Tom Thibodeau got fired today. If you listen to me, I said, run it back. If you listen to me, I said, he's safe. This guy made progress. This season was a success. I told you that he deserved. No, you don't deserve anything. Not in this NBA where Mike Malone is fired. We'll surely take a call where somebody suggests Queens get the money. Mike Malone coming through. Taylor Jenkins, you know. In the NBA and just in New York in general, results matter. And ultimately, if you don't get the result that only one team is going to get, you could get fired. You could get chopped. And even though I thought Tom Thibodeau was safe, it doesn't matter what any of us thought. There were a lot of people calling for his head the whole season and the postseason. There were a lot of people suggesting, after they lost to the Pacers back-to-back years in the fashion that they lost, blowing game one, going to the bench in desperation, too little, too late, losing game six the way they got blown out at the end of game six, that like, hey, it didn't work. This regime, the architect of this era, the Knicks, the old narratives about him came true again. Right? The joke that Kenny Smith put out there. Oh, Tom Thibodeau wouldn't start nine guys in a baseball game. Wouldn't play nine guys in a baseball game, you know. The minutes police. Oh, he plays his guys too many minutes. They're going to be run down. They're going to be tired by the end of the season. Well, I guess you could say that. It sucks because if you're a Knicks fan, you did just have one of the best seasons of your life. And you have to be thinking right now, this was a mistake. And it will be a mistake if you take a step back. It will be a mistake if you don't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals, if you don't go to the finals next year, the year after that. But now anything goes. Now all bets are off. You fire the coach, anything can happen next. Jalen Brunson was on the mic after the game, and when they asked him about his head coach, he basically looked at him like, are you serious right now? You're asking me about whether I think Tibbs is the right guy to lead us? Of course, yes. That's his man. I told you, Tom Thibodeau is safe with Rick Brunson and Jalen Brunson. Well, then whose decision was this? Because those two have been overruled. I don't think they wanted to see him go. I've seen him on the Roommates podcast. Rick is on his bench. This version of Jalen Brunson, we only realized and saw through Tom Thibodeau. How many post games did he go out there and fight for this guy, saying he doesn't get the foul calls he deserves? I mean, who you mad at? Leon Rose? I think this was above him as well. And it's funny because Leon Rose, we never hear from. Even in a day like today, with big news that shook the entire sports landscape. Everybody weighed in today. It was one of those windows, right? The NBA needed something like this. The finals don't start for another 2 days. But this story, everybody chimed in. Every single pundit. We'll play some different clips tonight from different people. Some people called it, and some people got to peacock a little bit. See, I told you. But it's not really like that hot of a take to say, okay, the guy that lost to the Indiana Pacers twice, the guy that was stubborn and stuck in his ways in this modern-day NBA, they moved on from him, feeling like they needed a new voice, and they need somebody that's more modern and innovative, somebody that can put together a plan to beat the Pacers. I don't think that they decided to fire their head coach on Sunday. I think that this was percolating. I think that this was out there. I think that there were conversations about the Knicks being a second round exit again this year and that being unacceptable. But that's what, you know, when I came on Sunday, I told you it was all a dream. It was all a dream for this team to be a championship team. It was all a dream for them to win the whole thing or even get to the finals. They were never elite. They were never expected to be where they got to. And I don't know. I feel like he deserves some credit for that. But then you got Jeff T going out there talking about he doesn't really coach guys. And there's so many little mistakes that we saw from him. I mean, not calling timeout in game one, letting that lead evaporate. Even how he handled that Pistons loss where Brunson and Hart didn't come off the bench and it's just tick, 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 tick. And he said it was a coach's decision. Whatever, they survived that. But, I mean, if he defeats the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals and not the second round, does that save his job? I don't know if anything was saving him because time is of the essence. And even though I feel like the writing is on the wall so much for the Knicks because I was going through the pattern, right? I went through the pattern with you guys yesterday as far as 2022, the Heat lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. 2023, they win the Eastern Conference Finals. 2023, the Celtics lose. 2024, they win. 2024, the Pacers lose. 2025, they win. 2025, the Knicks lose. It's setting up for 2026, the Knicks to be able to get to the finals. But they're going to try and get to the finals with a new voice, a new head coach, and probably a new team. And that's why I say all bets are off now. Go ahead and get Giannis then. Go ahead and get KD. Go ahead and get whoever. Change the team again. Because you just changed the leader of the team, the face of the team, and this isn't an easy decision. This is New York. And I heard comparisons to like Joe Girardi. You know, it's not easy to be the head coach of the Knicks, to deal with the media. I mean, I just mentioned Leon Rose. He doesn't even deal with the media. The city's one team, the one team that unites the city, he ducks the media completely.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whoever comes in and takes this job has to be prepared to deal with all that comes with it. Now, this is more pressure than ever. This isn't the bum-ass Knicks. Like, this is the Knicks who are expected to go to the finals next year. That is a lot. That's a high bar for a Johnny Bryant with no experience, who I know has been here, but, like, you can't expect him to come into the situation year one and get that done. Or even pivoting to a Mike Malone, who's a champion, but this is a whole different setting. This is not Denver. There's no Nikola Jokic on this team. Like, and they're putting names like Jeff Van Gundy out there. No second tours. Don't double back. Those good memories you have from Jeff Van Gundy, they'll be ruined. They'll be erased if he comes in here and they're a second round exit next year. I don't know. Jay Wright, I don't think, is interested. I've seen Jay Wright in the Garden supporting the Villanova boys, but I don't know if he's interested. Like I said, this is a pressure cooker, yo. I don't know if he's interested in taking this job at this juncture. And you know, even Van Gundy, he's got ties to Tibbs. Like, they have a relationship. Is he coming in and taking his job? I don't know who wants this job. They have to have somebody in mind. And I say that to say this. I think this is a Dolan decision, yo. The more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, like Leon Rose, I talked about Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau have to be in lockstep. They have to build the team and yada, yada, yada. Even after the game, Tom Thibodeau was talking about this is a big offseason for us. You know, we got the draft. We got free agency. We got to evaluate talent. We've got to develop talent. Like, he's planning. I made a joke on Twitter. I'm like, damn, they fired him. And he got the news in the film room looking over the Pacers series, trying to scheme and figure out how to beat the Pacers next year. So 888-808-1019. I know you want to talk about Tom Thibodeau. I know you want to talk about Tibbs. That's it. Pay some respects, though. Back-to-back 50-win seasons and a season that had y'all jumping up and down in the living room, a season that had y'all outside climbing on billboards and crowd surfing and throwing garbage at people. He was the head coach. It's not a guarantee the next head coach comes in here and gets you back to where you were. And we don't know what they're about to do with Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, Mitchell Robinson, Josh Hart. Josh Hart. We need an emergency roommate podcast. You and Big Body Brunson. We need to hear from you guys. I want to hear from you guys. 888-808-1019. The Yankees won. We are getting the ROI from RODON. Carlos Rodon, I appreciate you, Los. Turned into an ace. When we lost the ace in Garrett Cole, this guy's finally giving us the return on investment. I don't know if you were just listening to Emmanuel Barbari talking about how, like, this is the best stretch of his career. He was at it again tonight. It's amazing to see. He has evolved. He has grown up. He has learned how to pitch, specifically in New York. And we'll get to Devin Williams, but Jazz is back. Fresh out of the Somerset Patriots. Jersey Diners. He brings that energy here. Him and Volpe. I mean, Jazz breaking up the no-no, that bloop. You had to know the blast was coming. Dinger Tuesdays. I'm done betting because I'm popped off of betting on the Knicks and betting on Juan Soto to homer. Of course, he homers tonight. But yeah, you had to know a bloop and a blast was coming. And you had to know that entire game that Devin Williams was going to come in. It was going to be a close game. He was going to come in for the save. And everybody brace for impact. I listened to Luke Weaver on Susan Waldman's manager report, manager show pregame. And, you know, she talked to him and he felt something stretching. He's down for a while. Okay. It's Devin Williams time. And we learned today that, you know, it's not going to be easy, man. Devin Williams goes out there tonight, and I have not been this uncomfortable watching a guy pitch. We're going to do this into the All-Star break. We'll break down the at-bats and talk about Devin Williams. We'll talk about DJ LeMahieu at second base and Jazz being at third and how long that is going to exist for. We'll talk about all the little things with the Yankees and the Mets. I already mentioned Ronnie Mauricio being up here. Juan Soto getting going. Juan Soto with a shot to right field. The Mets are battling. I mean, if the Mets win this game tonight, they got the tiebreaker over the Dodgers. They split against the Dodgers. And, you know, the Dodgers came out with the right energy tonight. Freddie Freeman dancing again. Max Muncy, that funky Muncy. The sports are sports, man. There's plenty of sports to talk about. I want to take a break. There's already a full rack of calls. We're 15 minutes in. I've got till 2 a.m. I want to talk to every one of you. Everything is on the table. We don't have to stay on Tom Thibodeau. It's over for him. But I know some people want to call with their thoughts and takes. And, you know, we've been talking Knicks every day, all day. We're going to shift into baseball. The Yankees are home for a homestand and good win. But, like, it's going to be a little shaky, man. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it is what it is. They got to score 7-8 runs. They cannot. I don't know if my heart can handle it. I don't know if I could do that every night, but it is what it is. We got to do what we got to do. And the Mets, very impressive last night what they did in extras. Francisco Lindor, what a ridiculous stat. Every time this guy homers, the Mets win. I think there's 27 games in a row that he's homered and the Mets have won. He is the guy. But you've got Pete Alonso driving in a run tonight. You've got Juan Soto driving in two more runs tonight. It's 4-3 Dodgers, top of the fourth here.